5.17, troubleshooting. Be prepared. If someone installs new software for you or borrows your computer, do make sure it works the way you like it before they leave. It's also a good idea to back up your precious information regularly in case anything goes wrong. Ask someone with more computer knowledge what would be best for you. There are a range of options. It might also be a good idea to buy an anti-surge plug to avoid losing data or preventing damage to your computer if there's a sudden surge in your power supply. When speech fails, life is difficult, and one automatically blames the talking software. But Thunder rarely crashes, as it has a sophisticated restart system built in. It's worth trying one of the following solutions when things aren't working. Wait a few minutes before attempting to do anything. Your computer will go quiet when you're receiving a big batch of emails or Microsoft Word is downloading updates. Check that your leads to your headphones, speakers and the mains are fully connected. Rebooting your machine is often the next thing to try. This means switching it off in the proper way and switching back on. Checking the mute settings is sometimes worthwhile. Maybe you touched the mute key in error and Windows has been known to mute the sound for no obvious reason. XP users will find the mute setting by going to Start menu, Accessories, Entertainment, Volume, and tabbing twice to the main volume mute, then pressing spacebar, which is a mute on, mute off toggle key. Windows Vista and Windows 7 users can type VOL at the Start menu to get straight to similar controls. Laptop users may be able to hold down the FN key next to the left-hand control key while pressing the Escape key, or searching the manual to find out how to mute and unmute. It's worth going to Thunder Settings, pressing Tab once and arrowing down to hear if there are any other voices that you can use. Windows Machine come with an onboard voice which is Sam with Windows XP and Anna with Vista and Windows 7. Thunder Settings menu does not have a mute on, mute off option, but the volume may be too low to hear. Windows XP speech problem. There's a particular problem when using XP RealSpeak voices. This involves a file called User Lexicons, which appears to become corrupt occasionally. When this happens, the speech is lost, and rebooting the computer doesn't sort the problem. You need to get to that file, delete it, and then reboot your computer. User Lexicons is a system file, so it's automatically recreated for you and speech is restored. You can either search for it and delete it, or go to My Computer, Documents and Settings, Users, User or your name, Application Data, Microsoft, Files, then Speech. There you'll find User Lexicons which you can delete then and reboot your machine. Email. If you can't find emails you've received, you may have got into Hide Red Messages. Go into View with Alt-V, right arrow to Show All Messages, and if it's unchecked, press Enter. Webby. When using Webby, if a web page you're reading seems stuck and you can't do anything with it, press Function Key 5 to refresh it. That means to download it again. If you're trying to do a web search with Control W for search words and enter, and you don't get anything, Google has probably made changes to their search engine. We aim to put things right quickly. Webby sends you automatic updates, but you can get the latest version from www.webby.org.uk. Very occasionally, you come across a website that doesn't speak. This is because of the way it has been constructed. Viruses. Another cause of trouble could be a virus, which you may need help dealing with. Sorting printer errors. You may find occasionally that even though your printer seems okay, you still can't print. You may have a printer error message which you need to clear before you can print again. When this happens, try the following. Test the obvious first. Make sure the printer is plugged in, switched on, connected to your computer and loaded with paper, and that there is ink in the cartridge. If the printer still doesn't spring to life, press Start, right arrow once, keep pressing C until you reach Control Panel and press Enter. Keep pressing P till you reach Printers. For Windows 7 and later, arrow down once and press Enter. For earlier versions, just press Enter. Arrow down the list of printers until you hear yours and press Enter. You now have a list of documents which haven't printed. You need to delete them from this list. Select each document file name by holding down the Shift key and then press Delete. Don't worry, the documents themselves won't be deleted. When everything has gone from the list, press Alt F4 three times to come out of the list, out of the printers list, and out of the control panel. Next time you need to print, nothing should be blocking you. Protected documents in Office 2010. When you download documents or attachments in Office 2010, you may find they won't speak to you. This is because your computer has put them into protected mode in order to prevent a virus, if there is one, from entering and infecting your computer. Seeing people can view them, but they can't be edited, changed, or read by a screen reader. You can unprotect such files in Microsoft Trust Center, where there are many ways of protecting documents. If you trust the sender, you should be safe, but don't take risks by opening attachments from people you don't know. From the Start menu, select Microsoft Word. Press Alt F and arrow up to hear Options and press Enter. Arrow all the way down to hear Microsoft Trust Center. Tab several times until you hear Trust Center Settings and press Enter. Arrow down to hear Protected View, and in this case, tab until you hear the checkbox relating to Outlook attachments. If this is ticked, the attachments will be in the protected mode and you can't hear them. Untick the option and your screen reader will read them. Screen savers. If you leave your computer and come back to find nothing happens when you press the keys and your precious work appears to have gone, just press Escape and any screen saver you might have running will disappear and you're back at your work where you left off. Screen savers were invented to avoid damage to monitors that were left running for more than a few minutes, showing the same image. These days, however, monitors are much more robust and screensavers aren't really needed.